Please be seated. Welcome to Youth Sunday. Before we begin, let's introduce ourselves. My name is Henry Bame.
And I'm Felix Clevenger.
And while we're the ones up here speaking to you today, we're not the only brains behind this sermon. In fact, there were five writers that contributed to our message today. Ashley Robb, Maria Blake, Anthony Allman, and of course, Felix and myself all contributed to this sermon. We all work together on a program called Google Docs, which allows us to collaborate on a single document in real time. Now, if you've ever seen a teenager try to write an English paper alone, you might have an idea of how frustrating this might be. So try throwing four other equally frustrated teenagers into the mix, writing on the same document at the same time. If you're picturing a scene of chaos and confusion, you might have the right idea of how this sermon came into being. Even as we practiced our deliverance of this sermon on Wednesday, we were sitting at the lectern and the pulpit editing it in real time on our iPads, trying to prepare for today. So despite the overwhelming odds, we stand before you to share our experiences as members of this parish and to describe how St. Paul's has impacted our lives.
Anyways, turning our attention to the gospel today, you may recall that Jesus said to his disciples, "Look at my hands and my feet, see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." As the scripture tells us, while in their joy, the disciples were disbelieving and still wondering. Even with the appearance of Jesus to them, the disciples were disbelieving. Although the disciples did not understand at first who was before them, Jesus encouraged them to believe by inviting the disciples to see for themselves that he was flesh. Similarly, we may not understand the events that swirl around us in our everyday lives until we are guided to the right conclusion. We are so caught up in our rigorous schedules that nearly all of us struggle to juggle what is on our plate. Nonetheless, our own personal interests. Between academics, fine arts, sports, and even a part-time job, people our age can feel like no matter what way we turn, there's always going to be a weight putting a burden on our shoulders. These weights make us stronger, though, and allow us to adapt to the impact of those burdens on our lives. Community and faith are essential to navigating the straits of life, and St. Paul's has fostered both of those things in its youth group.
I know that some of our greatest bonding experiences as a youth group have been the mission trips we take every summer. I have personally been to two, one to Tyler and one to Houston. Both of these trips have allowed me to develop my relationships with both my friends in the youth group as well as the people we served. In Tyler, we had the opportunity to paint houses in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Thanks to our hard work and dedication, we really improved the lives of the people we served. The gratitude that the residents of the neighborhood showed me after we finished our work was beyond what words can really describe. They made it very clear to us that what we accomplished for them was life-changing. On the trip to Houston, we worked closely with the homeless shelters scattered across the inner city, especially the ones affiliated with the Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Houston. I did everything from preparing meals in the kitchen to manning the serving line, as well as working laundry machines and dishwashers. Being in a process that improves the lives of the homeless on a daily basis was incredibly rewarding, and close interaction with the people I served truly opened my eyes to the odds that are stacked against those that are less fortunate than us, as well as their personal struggle to survive in the face of extreme hardship. In addition to improving the lives of the people we served, the mission trips I participated in forged a close bond with me and my fellow youth group members, and being able to serve God together brought us closer than many of my friends outside of church. The experiences we shared on mission trips will stay with me for the rest of my life, and the friendships I've developed have remained strong over the years.
In fact, St. Paul's has become a second home for each one of us, and has blessed us with a nurturing and loving family. Over the last few years, we have created memories and made friends that will stay with us for the rest of our lives. The connections that St. Paul's has fostered will accompany us as we disperse across the country and lay foundations in new churches. We have the pleasure of participating in a liturgical calendar and being united through a liturgy with the community at St. Paul's and with Episcopalians across the world. There is something so enthralling about reading the same words that people read thousands of years ago themselves. As we leave for college and possibly explore other churches, whether Protestant or Orthodox, we will always find a sense of solace and comfort stepping into an Episcopal church, seeing the familiar altar and the pulpit off to the side, while hearing the Book of Common Prayer is being read in unison. This tradition, which we sometimes take for granted, will be a fond memory as we set out for the larger world, and will serve as a rock for the foundation in our faith.
We're blessed as young people that the world seems to be spread out before us, waiting for us to take it by storm. The future holds endless possibilities for us. Someday, we'll leave home and go off to college and move to a new, unfamiliar city. In a few short months, our parents won't be governing what time we must wake up, when our curfew is, what to devote our time to, and what direction we ought to take in life. The last few years of our lives have been devoted to preparation. Schoolwork, SAT testing, and college applications seemed to dominate our time as we anxiously tried to anticipate what exactly the future holds for us.
We seem to focus so much on writing our own futures that we sometimes forget that we are not the authors of our stories. We forget that it is God who pens the passages of our lives. It is God who puts us through adversity to give us strength. It is God who pulls us in unexpected directions. We must learn to trust in God and let him lead us down the path he has planned for us. I myself was fortunate enough to be raised in this church. While I went each Sunday and learned the basic concept of Christianity, I was not getting the full picture. Every lesson I learned was taken as it was basic study material. I was not being true to my faith and not putting my full trust in my Father. I noticed that I began to doubt myself and my beliefs, and I did not completely know what to take in my faith. As I approached entering high school, my spiritual maturity was at a point where I felt as though I was not even grasping at my faith. I began to doubt as my grandmother grew weaker and eventually passed after a long struggle with cancer. I didn't feel as though I had a close group of friends, and life was ultimately stressful at the time. All of that changed, however, as I first made contact with Camp Allen through St. Paul's. Camp Allen is a summer camp in Navasota run by the Episcopal Diocese of Texas. After going for a week during the summer, I felt as though my connection was being made whole through my faith. I decided that I wanted to return the next summer as a summer camp counselor so that I could provide some of the same experiences I received to the kids that went to camp. But that was not it. My spiritual growth did not end there. I have continued to grow with my spiritual connection through camp, as well as make some of the best friends that I have ever had that I will work again with this summer as I return as a residential counselor this summer. I cannot describe the positivity and magnitude of satisfaction I've received through counseling there, and I'm extremely thankful for the relationships I've made through the spiritual revitalization I've been able to accomplish through Camp Allen.
As we enter new situations, such as the pursuit of an education or attempts to solidify our faith, a lot of times we must make a change that can totally alter our lifestyle. It's when we are out on our own in this world that we are the most susceptible to those impacts darting in from every which direction. When we go off to college, we suddenly leave the comfort of our homes and expose ourselves to the harshness of the world. This transformation will undoubtedly hold the biggest changes and challenges in our lives thus far. With our futures approaching us at such an overwhelming speed, it can be difficult to process all the thoughts, duties, and stress that this new chapter provides. However, in the midst of all the madness and chaos, it's our duty to stay true to God, the one true key to all things. It is due to his glory that we feel true happiness and fulfillment in our journeys through life. We will leave everything that we have known for almost two decades and venture out on our own. We will walk on different soil and sleep in foreign beds. And it's thanks to our faith in God that even in our most fearful and overwhelming moments, we know that we are never alone.
New experiences are anxiously waiting to be discovered. Distractions and temptations will call our names. Their voices will grow louder and louder as they attempt to drown the sounds of our morals and beliefs. It is our responsibility to stay on track with the faith that has been ingrained in each of us. It is our duty to remember what truly matters and to never lose the kindness and the love with which God has blessed each one of us. There comes a point at which we must address the possibility of not following through with this promise. With so much going on in our everyday lives, it's easy to have the important matters such as our faith pushed to the back of our minds. We might leave home and truly leave our residence in our faith, but there is no limit to the importance that if we ever stray from our faith, that it is never too late to turn back. No matter how much we might turn a blind eye on our faith, we never leave the side of our Father. God knows we have imperfections. God knows that we are tempted every day, but God yearns for us. We are his beloved creation.
Jesus asked the disciples, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Well, the answer is simple. Humans are curious. We've been made to be intelligent, and we use our intelligence to question how legitimate our beliefs are. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 defines faith to us, saying, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen." In other words, our faith is trusting in something you cannot explicitly prove. As intellectuals, we must trust who he is and what he accomplished while he's incarnate. In both passages we heard this morning, there's a common message. Entrance into the kingdom of heaven can be attained through faith in Christ, not merely through the law of Moses. This welcomes all mankind who believes and is a pluralist idea of salvation. This message resonates with many of the ideas at St. Paul's, a community of acceptance and love. While the congregation may differ on political and moral beliefs, we all share in the faith of Christ and are united through communion each week, an affirmation of our common faith. At St. Paul's, we may have different views, but those aren't central to our faith. Going off into the larger world, we believe it's important for the senior class to keep this idea of tolerance in mind.
With this in mind, we must think about the long-term effects of us moving on. As we leave, we invite those of you that still make up the St. Paul's Youth Program to welcome all in with open hearts and minds. Continue the fellowship which has built strong relationships between all of us. Dig deeper in your faith. Seek out new opportunities. Keep the environment inclusional. Some of the friends that we have made here will be the friends until the day we die. Loving on each other is so key, and all the youth program has served as one of the greatest outlets of all of these actions that we have named. For the past few years, we have been writing and editing our own stories together, much like we did on Google Docs. As we go off to college, we begin to sign off and create new documents of our own. We will begin new chapters with new locations and new characters. With all of the intricate stories of our younger contemporaries will take place, adding their own imprints to St. Paul's history. They will embellish St. Paul's with their own memories and help preserve the beauty that it is of our church. But in truth, no matter where we go or what becomes of us, our time at St. Paul's will be that chapter that you bookmarked so that you can go back to relive it, even after you've finished the story. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.